There are things that we experience but never talk about. A shadow moving in a corner. Flickering of the lights. A disembodied voice. We invite you to talk with us. Share your story. Share your evidence. Because this isn't just your story. This is our story. This is Ghost Box Radio.
And this is Ghost Box Radio on AM 950, where every week we talk about the paranormal, ufology, Bigfoot, or just the unusual. My name is Greg Bakken, and thank you very much for joining me today. And boy, Patrick, I haven't seen you in what? I don't even know how long it's been. It's like the triumphant return.
I should have had the heroic music ready for your return, like the Superman theme, possibly.
Well, I meant your is a triumphant return to, in my life.
Oh.
So, you know, I mean, that's really where I'm coming from with that. So, you know, it's been, so, I mean, what's been going on over there?
A lot of things. That's why you haven't seen me. I've just been kind of a gremlin hiding out in the walls of AM 950. I record a spot every now and then as we continue toward the overtaking of Patrick AM here.
Yes.
At the Palatial Broadcasting Complex.
The global plan is coming to fruition finally. Well, just try to keep me as part of that plan, if possible.
Absolutely.
That doesn't sound very confident. I'm just going to be very honest. Yeah, we'll see. We'll see how it goes. So we have a lot of stuff to talk about today. We're gonna have a really fun program, because we're gonna talk about some recent trips that have been taken. I want to talk about positivity. I think the world needs to talk about that a little bit. Some events, just whatever else. And I am very fortunate to be joined by Miss Char Savoy, that you may remember from such programs as this one. And, you know, Char, you are the owner of Charvinity, owner of Metamorphosis Connections. So much stuff going on there. Just wanted to say hello. Welcome.
Hi. Thanks for having me. Glad to be here.
Oh, thank you very much. And we all just had a fantastic trip. It was you, your wife, Kim, our friend, Danae. We traveled, well, and Danae, we met up with Danae during the trip, but
right.
We traveled down to Louisville. Mm-hmm. We stayed with Denise and Ernie Pack, which we've had on the program before, talking about Waverly Hills.
Yeah.
I counted, and I think within 6 days, and two of those days are travel days, I think we went to about 6 locations of interest.
That sounds about right, I think.
Something like it's 7 or 8. I mean, I lose track even.
I just got in the car a lot.
Well, and you're suffering from concussion.
Yeah.
So.
You know, I don't know.
We're driving the PAX. Denise and Ernie have this, like minivan, which we were very fortunate that they drove us around in when we were in Louisville. But, you know, due to height restraints, we went in order of like who's tallest, and I think I probably have that at 6'1".
Right.
You maybe not so much so.
Nope.
So you had to be in the back seat, because
yep,
that's, you know, fold you in back there. And but yet, if I'm not mistaken, the back seat, the very back seat, it was 3 rows, the very back seat was taller than the other rows.
Yeah.
And so every time Ernie would go over a bump, and it seemed like every second he was going over a bump. I don't know if that's his driving or Louisville. You just would hear like a thump and just look back, and you'd be kind of like falling back into your seat.
Yeah, pretty much. I think the worst one was the train tracks or something. That really flew me out of the seats.
I mean, we were all like in the center, like, because mm-hmm. For a while it was Kim on the
yeah.
same row with me. And you're by yourself, but even some of those train tracks, it was just like, oh my gosh, is this Valley Fair? I mean, it was really, really
yeah.
something.
And Ernie laughed the whole time.
Yeah, he didn't seem to care one bit.
No, no, no.
There wasn't anything one bit about it. To be very honest, I didn't really hear Denise necessarily being overly you know, concerned about it. And she's a nurse.
Yeah.
So, I mean, there's, I mean,
I have requested a helmet for next time.
That's probably the best way to go. We went first of all, their place where they live is called, and look it up on Facebook. There's a page for it, 1841 Ditto House. It's this beautiful house built in 1841. All of this area has something to do with the Civil War.
Right.
You know, so I think the greatest part maybe for you in the house is a certain desk that's in there.
Yeah. So apparently General Sherman set up camp in West Point, Kentucky. I think it was like two, three houses down was the house that was his headquarters. And so he was there. And so that was kind of his post for a while during the Civil War. And then apparently, I don't remember which year the flood was, but there was a flood. He had left his desk behind. It floated out of the house, kind of settled into the yard of the house that Denise and Ernie have now with the previous owners still there. And they said, oh, just keep the desk, whatever. So Denise and Ernie have General Sherman's desk in their house.
And I remember when they're telling the story and they're like, well, from the flood that the desk floated down the street and ended up in where their house is. And I thought, oh, how, you know, what kind of flood is going to be around here? And then we did that drive. We went to the, because right outside their, the back of their property is Salt River.
Right.
That connects up to the Ohio River.
Right.
So over at Salt River, there is this kind of a memorial. And that's probably not the right term. It's more of something that gauges all the floods throughout the years.
Which was a lot.
There was a lot of floods. There was a ridiculous amount of floods. I would have thought, what, this was like one flood or something?
Well, and like their property has like a huge embankment down to the river, which has got to be at least, what, 12 feet, 15 feet?
Yeah, something like that.
And the river came up past that.
Right.
Up to the houses.
Yes.
Up to the second floor of the houses.
Right.
And their house is even up on a slight hill.
Yes.
So I can't, I don't even know how many feet that is. It's got to be at least 30 feet, the river rose.
I think that's generous. I think that's under the amount.
Probably.
Yeah. Because we went to that marker that showed in 1935, there was a flood that from where we were, that had to have been 50 feet above where our car was. And we were just like, this has – so, I mean, that desk floating down the street is not impossible.
No, and I'm sure it's not the only thing that floated down the street.
No.
But, you know.
And the house – and then a house not right next to it, but one down, they're both Civil War hospitals.
Correct.
And, I mean, just the energy in that place.
It's amazing. It's just kind of – and it still looks like it probably would have. I mean, it doesn't look much different,
no.
So it's kind of cool. You can vision it. You can really see it, you know. But, yeah, it's a cool little town, very small, very cute.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, the older houses in there are amazing.
They really are. I mean, so there's a gentleman apparently named Cootie.
Cooter.
Is it Cooter?
Cootie.
I thought it was Cootie.
Oh,
isn't Cooter from Dukes of Hazzard? Yeah. Okay, I don't know.
Yeah, Cootie.
Patrick, is Cooter from the Dukes of Hazzard?
Yes. I could not say yes or no to that question.
Thank you for your help.
It was Cootie. It's Cootie.
It is Cootie. Okay. All right.
And this is great radio.
Well, this is also known as Ghost Box Radio.
Right, Cootie.
Cootie. Cootie is in his 90s.
Yeah.
And this house up the road is bigger than Denise and Ernie's. It just looks grand. But
it's massive.
Yeah. It's because they said that was like 7,000 square foot
something like that.
Yeah. And because Denise and Ernie wanted all of us to move down there. Like they wouldn't
they
stop talking
about it. They wanted us to befriend Cootie before we left.
Befriend Cootie. And the plan was is that I befriend Cootie, somehow get into his will that he bequeaths the house to me.
Yeah.
And I mean, it doesn't sound like an outrageous plan at any level, but so we did none of that, folks. Don't worry.
No.
I mean, if something happens to Cootie, I never met him.
We did not meet him.
But the sad part is that Denise and Ernie say that that house, building, whatever you want to call it, is ridiculously haunted.
Yeah.
And that Cootie only spends his time in one room of that house because of everything else that goes on around
it. I know. That just like bewilders me and makes me sad at the same time.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, you got to think, a gentleman in his 90s, I mean, that has to be hard to keep up a place like that, or even just, I mean, and just, I mean, I hope I hope there's somebody that looks in on him. I don't know. I mean, it didn't look like anything was happening over there.
Yeah.
And then next door to them, between these two houses, was a house that at the very end that's looking out towards the river is a log cabin, an original log cabin that dates back to the late 1700s, was it?
17-something.
Yeah.
I don't remember. Yeah, but then they added on to the cabin, kind of.
And you can totally see, because it's like adds on backwards to it. I just...
It's amazing. It's quite the little town. It's really cute. I don't know. I liked it. It was really cute.
And up the road then, I mean, this isn't meant to be a geography course, but I mean, it's just amazing.
Yeah.
When you look at something in such a small area, just outside of Louisville, that you have Fort Duffield.
Right.
Which Fort Duffield is what they have another term for it, but I keep calling it an earthen fort.
That's what it is.
Yeah, I mean, they also had a different term for it too, I thought, but I it's like on the brochures and stuff, but we know what we're talking about.
Yeah.
Basically, no walls that are built by brick or stone. These are built up from the earth.
Like 17 feet tall is what the original were, but over time they've eroded. They're maybe 12 or something. So it's an earthen fort, but then they had spaces where they would have cannons and lookouts and stuff to kind of overlook West Point and General Sherman to make sure that he was protected.
Yep.
And if I remember right, it was never nobody ever came after it or ever opposed it or
never saw a battle. Never saw a battle. And it was, I mean, it seemed like. The only things that – and it was a union it's a union town.
Yeah.
And the only stuff that they really saw were the injured coming in. There would be some – I think Ernie said there'd be some skirmishes.
Yeah.
But nothing that was like –
a massive battle or
– Nothing like that whatsoever. Now, Fort Duffield and the surrounding areas have some interesting things that we want to kind of, get into a little bit. And something might be of interest to people known as Bigfoot. So we're going to talk a little bit about that when we come back. You're listening to Ghost Box Radio on AM 950.
Reach your highest level of consciousness and well-being with MetamorphosisConnections.com. MetamorphosisConnections.com is an online directory of the best holistic and metaphysical practitioners to help you make your most informed choices. You can search MetamorphosisConnections.com for classes, events, wellness and life coaches, plus metaphysical products and shops. You can also search for a wide array of healers from all modalities, including EFT, sound healing, energy healing, light therapy, ancestral healing, shamanic healing, reflexology, past life regressions, hypnotherapy, yoga, and more. And if you're not sure where to start, the search feature on MetamorphosisConnections.com is tailored to help both those who know what they are looking for and those who are just starting. Come explore the possibilities for your higher self by visiting MetamorphosisConnections.com. Their experienced practitioners can guide both beginners and those that are already on their spiritual journey. That's MetamorphosisConnection.com, your link to direct you on your spiritual transformation.
Patrick, you have one job to do. One job. That's getting the theme music right.
I failed.
Yeah, no, I mean, you're too busy looking at the big picture. You got to look at the small picture right now. The big picture of taking over domination, I understand, but you got to start small, like this little radio show. And, we're only asking you to get 35% of it right. That's all I'm asking for. 35% of it right, and, the other math, it's fine. It's fine.
I'm sorry.
That's fine. That's fine. I mean, I actually have Chad on speed dial right now, but that's we'll talk about that off the air. That's totally fine. Welcome back to Ghost Box Radio. we're just having fun here today. Don't cry, Patrick. I could see the tears. Don't worry. It's okay. We're talking about all sorts of things. We're talking about a trip that we took, a very paranormal trip we took. We're talking about anything else that comes to mind. I have special guest Char Savoy from Charvinity, Metamorphosis Connections. We're going to be talking about that here in a little bit as well. Don't forget too, if you've been out on the road and if you want to share any paranormal places that you visited, Give us a call, 952-946-6205. That's 952-946-6205. Also, we are in the normal places for streaming on Facebook. You could put your comments in there if you so desire. I see a number of people putting comments. All of you said the hello. Hello back to you. Thank you very much for joining us. We were talking a little bit about Bigfoot. We're going to gloss over this because there's a lot here.
Yeah.
And we really do need Denise and Ernie.
Yeah.
As we just kind of talk about everything, and we're not going to get into it today, but
right.
just know, and I can, if I think I can speak for you as well, first time that we've ever all gone out and done a squatching.
Yeah.
Not Denise and Ernie, they do it all the time, but
right.
you know, Kim, you, myself.
Yeah.
First time we ever did it.
Yeah. We didn't know what to expect. I mean, and it was so funny because the whole lead up to going and the whole lead up to going to there, the three of us were more worried about ticks and snakes.
Yeah.
You know, like, so, oh, Squatch shows up, great, but I don't want a tick.
Yeah.
And it was like, what? What? I don't think we knew what we were doing at all. Like,
oh,
we had
God,
no clue.
I mean, Kim brought bug spray.
Yeah.
Which is more than I did.
Yeah.
And we weren't sure how to dress. We weren't sure of any aspect of
no.
it. And that was, you know, that's why you go with people that you know.
Yeah.
Because we were able to get there. We went with the second night we went with Greg Yost, joined us, also known as Squatchman.
Yeah.
Very, very knowledgeable.
Very, very.
And literally, and once again, we're not going to get too deep into this, but his approach is different than I would have ever expected to see this.
Absolutely. And I think that's kind of the whole part of it is if we had the three of us had decided to go out squatching,
yes.
I don't know what we would have done. I mean, honestly, I have no idea how we would have thought that would have been done because what we ended up doing was nothing like anything we had in our heads.
No.
Like we were not prepared for what we were going to do. And I don't mean that in a bad way. It was a fabulous, wonderful experience, but we, in our heads, envisioned this completely different.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And like the second night, we were at a location we cannot disclose.
Nope.
Which is really fun to be able to say that because they know where to go, they know where to look, and they know where they're getting results.
Yep.
And so we were very privileged
to
be allowed in on that.
Well, I think the funniest part was we get there, we're all ready, we're all kind of like hyped up and ready to go. We're like, all right, this is what's going to happen. And Squatchman just says, now we wait.
Yeah.
And so we all just plopped down in chairs and waited because we're like, okay, the man says wait, we wait. You know, so it was like, you know, even as far as the approach to it, you know, just there's a time, there's a place, and there's a way.
Yeah.
And I didn't know any of those.
No, not at all. What we will say that we believe that we have seen is something I didn't even know was a thing called eye shine.
Yeah.
No idea what that was.
No.
And for those of you who are just like me and novices and are very curious, eye shine literally is being able to see the reflection, or not even reflection, they're lights. Like
their eyes
light up. And that's what you see through the
yeah.
not to be confused with lightning bugs.
No.
They're different colors.
Yep.
I mean, have you ever looked and seen eyes that are red looking back at you? Now you can.
Yeah.
Now you can say you've done that.
Yeah. It's still like my brain like gets kinked up and warped when I start to think about that experience. It just, like I said, it was nothing what I would have thought. It was nothing that I would have even put in my head of what this is what's going to happen.
No.
I mean, none.
Mm-mm. Mm-mm.
I know other people that have gone squatching and they talk about it and they do stuff. And even just hearing the little bits of information that they talk about still would never even compare to what was going to happen.
No. And the idea that something I think people need to really also think about when you think about going out looking for whatever you want to define these as, because I don't feel like after our experience, I don't think calling them creatures is actually a very nice thing anymore.
No.
The idea, and as Denise just pointed out, you know, they're calling them also forest people.
Yeah.
Which that was also new to me, but that it seemed very a very appropriate way to speak to them.
That seems more more reasonable, more I don't even
more
know what
polite.
The word, more polite, just more and even more accurate.
Yeah.
Than, you know, what I would call them before, but it's amazing. And you know what, I guess on some levels, is, you know, we do the paranormal thing. We teach our students to be open-minded.
Yep.
We teach them to not have a narrative.
Yep.
We teach them all these things, and somehow we skipped that in our brain when it came to Sasquatch. And when we went out there and Denise and Ernie said, nope, this is what you need to do, it was kind of like a reminder for us of what we teach our students about paranormal, approaching Sasquatch with the same open-mindedness, the whole, you know, don't have a narrative, be open to see what happens and to look at things, be, you know, look at the surroundings, look at everything. And we were amazed.
Very much so. And that's, I think that's the, probably one of my big takeaways is the way that the energy felt in these locations. And I'm not talking about the haunted, not talking about like the paranormal locations we went to. I'm talking about out in the woods.
Yeah, where there's sightings and where where you can find them and their energy and where they've been and everything like that. It's just a whole nother realm of energy that I've not felt before.
And imagine for those people who go to those locations or like locations and they're and their intention is to capture or to rile up. Or, I mean, just imagine the difference that would have been to have to experience that. Where, you know, we say this all the time. And this is the one thing that I personally picked up from our experience out in Louisville and everywhere else we traveled this last week is that your investigation of how you investigate for spirits and everything else, there is no difference to that approach than to looking at the forest people or to look at aliens and grays. It's all the same.
Yes, your intention is everything. Absolutely. And I think that was just a huge eye-opener for us. But at the same time, too, I'm not going to dog us too badly because neither one of us have ever gone out squatching before or even, like, knew what to do with it. So, you know, but now we know.
Now we know. And that's the best part. Let's let's do this. Let's take another break. When we come back, we are going to continue our conversation about this trip. We're going to talk about Charvinity and Metamorphosis Connections and everything else. You're listening to Ghost Box Radio on AM 950.
If you own a holistic or metaphysical business and are looking to expand, then you need to be listed on MetamorphosisConnections.com. It's a network where you can grow with like-minded practitioners and reach new clients. MetamorphosisConnections.com is an online directory you need to list yourself and your business. Our platform makes it easy for you to create listings of your products and services, and you can also choose to list your classes, events, and so much more. MetamorphosisConnections.com helps you create weekly and monthly promotional ads targeted towards your potential clients and promotes them for you via social media and newsletter. There are clients searching for your specialty right now. Let us help them find you. Start your listing today so you can share your own unique gifts and talents by finding the level of membership that best fits your needs. Let us help you reach your clients that are searching for what you do. Visit MetamorphosisConnections.com and sign up today.
Have you got your tickets yet for the Anderson House Weekend with Dave Schrader? That's coming up very quickly. It's August 18th through 20th over at the Anderson House in Wabasha, Minnesota. You know, not to give away spoilers, but Dave Schrader is going to be there.
What?
Yes, exactly. And this is something that is really exciting, is that this is the first time he's ever investigated the Anderson House.
Yes.
Which, you know, when we put the event together, I mean, we knew he wasn't there before, but we just didn't really think about that. We just wanted to do something with him. He's great, great energy.
Yeah.
So it's really cool to get
I'm
him out there.
I'm excited to have him out there for the first time, and we get to be there for it.
Now, you just took the students back in April.
I did.
And you all had like a lot of activity out there.
We did. We had a really great time. We had a lot of stuff going on. And again, I've never investigated, so that was my first investigation there. I know you have done it a couple times. So I didn't know what to expect. So we were kind of just doing whatever because I had no stories to tell. I had no information to tell. And they just went for it. And they had some really phenomenal experiences. They made some really good connections. And then there was even some times where they would come back to Becky and they would tell her something. She's like, oh, yeah, that's so-and-so. And we're like,
without
ever knowing anything.
That's amazing. And so that is going to be, once again, the 18th through the 20th over at the Anderson House. You can get tickets through Charvinity.com and go over to the recently reformatted Charvinity.com and go to events and classes. It's the first thing that shows up, and you can get tickets there. Then you also need to get a room over at the Anderson House. Those are filling up quickly.
Yes. So once you book your ticket, I personally will send you an email with the information that you can go and book your room. But the rooms are starting to go. We have a few left, I think. So make sure you book soon.
You have to book soon. And also, if you do the weekend, if you do Friday and check out Sunday, you can get Thursday night free.
Right.
Which is really pretty cool.
Yeah. I'm excited about that. That's going to be fun. And Wabasha is such an amazing little town.
It is.
There's so much to see and do. You won't be bored. It's not out in the middle of nowhere. We've been there a few times now. The one thing we do know that we know a lot of, we eat. And so there's a lot of great restaurants, a lot of little places to shop and to do things. So there's lots of things to do in the town during the downtime, too.
Just down the street from there, from the Anderson, there's this Bald Eagle.
Like a nature center.
It's a nature center. There's a lot of them there, including ones who are injured that can never be put out into the wild again, but they're being very well taken care of. And it is amazing. It's just so beautiful out there. It's right across the street from the Mississippi River.
Yep.
Is that the Mississippi River?
The Mississippi.
Thank you, boy.
It's not really across the – well, it is across the street, but you can see the river.
Yeah,
from
you
where
can
you
see
are.
It. It's such a stunning place. Well, up a few months ago, Mississippi River was a lot closer to the Anderson House than anyone would want.
Then it was across the street.
Yeah, it was on the street.
Yeah, and I think the Anderson House was built in, 1850-something?
Yeah.
So it's a really old historic hotel, too. So.
And up the road, from our point of view, up the road from the Anderson House is Lake Pepin.
Yes.
Which is where they purportedly believe the lake monster, Pepe, is.
Yeah.
So it's really good. Now, go to Charvinity and go to the events, charvinity.com. And what you do is you can see exactly the layout of the event.
Yeah.
You can see everything. I had a great idea on the drive back. I said, we should really sit down and get a agenda together. And Char's just like, we did that. it's just kind of COVID brain over here still. But it's jam-packed. Take part what you want to. If you want to go and enjoy the beautiful surroundings, you can do that as well. But honestly, the opportunity to investigate with Dave, we're going to be doing one of these shows, not live from Anderson House, but we'll be recording it with Dave Friday afternoon to be broadcast Friday night.
Right.
That will be pretty incredible. And we're really excited. We're really excited for this. We hope that you can make it out there. We have a number of people who are like, They're like, well, we got to get our tickets.
Yeah.
Do it
now because it's filling up, and it's gonna be full very soon.
And just know, once it's filled up, we will, for those who still want to go, because we'll have some room, extra room for people to take part in the event, but we'll provide a list of overflow hotels
that you can
go check out and take part in because this is gonna be a very fun weekend.
I think so. I'm excited.
And I think when we had Dave do Ghost Stories and Beyond with us in February, I think that right away, for people who have never met him, a lot of those people signed up for the event almost immediately because they just were like blown away by him.
Right.
Just incredible. So let's talk about that. Also, folks, I just want to say, keep the date July 10th open. It's Monday, and more information about that's going to be coming out here very soon. But keep that date open because because change is in the wind and it's very exciting. So we just want to let you all know where we're going here, and over the next couple of weeks we can say more. So just keep things open. That's all I'm asking for over here. Now, we did have some questions about our little excursion, and I'm trying to figure out how a mouse could work here. Okay, here we go. So let's see here. Where are we here? First of all, Joanne said that, did you bring it something to eat? And I think that's a very good question.
It is a very great question. And yes, there was treats, so to speak, brought for Sasquatch. I personally didn't bring it. I don't think you personally brought it, because I think, again, we were like, what?
Yeah, we're doing what here?
What? Yeah, so we didn't know what to bring, but we let the people that knew what was preferred to bring that. And yes, there was some things brought and left. Yes.
And was anything taken?
There was. That's, again, my mind just goes, what?
I know.
I don't even know how to start to describe this. So there's a place in this location that we're at where the offerings, foods, whatever you want to call them, can be left just specifically for the Sasquatch.
Yep.
And we were surrounded by raccoons, and nothing else would even go near that place to take any of the food. So it's like a hidden, unwritten rule or something that it's just for the Sasquatch people, I guess.
Yep.
Stumbling over my words on this one, but so there was some things left, and only one thing was taken, and it was a granola bar, and I don't remember what flavor. It might have been peanut butter. Don't know. I'm not sure.
If I'm not mistaken, it was it was one that has been known to be liked by them.
Yeah. So and again, if a raccoon had gotten it or anything else, that package would have been chewed apart. Like, you know, you would have seen little, like, chew marks and everything. It wasn't. On the back of it, like, that little flap that's on the back of the candy bars and whatever, it's almost like a nail went underneath and slid it all the way down to get the bar out.
Exactly what it was.
And the rest of the package was untouched. It wasn't chewed. It wasn't mangled. It wasn't crumpled.
Nope.
It wasn't ripped. It's just that little slice in the back. And then the wrapper was just left and the granola bar was gone.
In what was called the gifting stump.
Yeah.
And so a couple things about that too, because, you know, as Char says, there were raccoons and other animals around. So it's not unreasonable to be like, well, obviously it's a raccoon.
Raccoon came and took a whole bag of Funyuns, not Kim's, because there would have been a showdown.
No, they knew.
But yeah, don't touch Kim's Funyuns. So they took a bag of Funyuns, which was Brad's, and took off with it and devoured it, like, literally in front of us practically.
And the bag. I mean, they just ripped it all apart.
They ripped the bag apart, and it was an open bag. So it wasn't like they had to work real hard at it.
No. And so the gifting stump, our friend Brad, his daughter and his wife came along with Brad Webb. You may have seen him, like, on stuff like my Ghost Box Live and stuff.
Yes, with Crack Skull Paranormal.
With Crack Skull Paranormal. And so he was out there with us, and his daughter brought some Funyuns to put into the stump, as well as we had some other stuff. And as you said, nothing else was even touched.
Right. And the Funyuns were not even in a bag. They were just sitting there. And a raccoon just had taken the whole bag and devoured it. Like, something would have come for those.
Yes.
Nothing was moved. Nothing was disturbed. It was all very methodically placed. And nothing else on that stump. If something would have jumped up on that stump to get that granola bar, everything else would have fallen off.
Including the little marble that they had put. And that was, which I believe they said was actually from a Sasquatch.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just, because it's hard to really articulate unless you see it. And we were gone from there probably about 2 hours.
Probably something like that.
Something like that. Because we ended up moving to other sites and looking at things and finding more, like, stuff that I will never I will never get out of my mind.
Right.
You had seen, jumping around a little bit, you had seen, like, a car further away, and you had saw
Yeah, there So there was like a road, like this is so hard to talk about because my brain's like, what? So this car came down and it was dark. It was dark out. So the lights were really prominent. Yep. So you could see the lights and they kind of made turn the curve. And there was in a spot where there's a little bit of clearing, but there's a bunch of trees, right?
Yeah.
And the car, the lights went through the trees and kind of like shined on where we were and then kind of turned. And when it shined on the trees that were in between us and the car, I saw people.
Like a group of...
Like three or four people just standing amongst the trees. And I thought, oh, they must be coming to get them or they're coming to be where we are or whatever it was. But the car turned and kept going. And I'm like, oh, there's people. And so Kim shined her flashlight in the same place and there's no people.
Yeah.
And like an hour maybe later, Denise is like, did you see the people in the trees? I'm like, I did before.
Yep. Yeah.
What?
And Denise's flashlight, I have one just like it. It's one of those high beam, high powered. It's not just like a, not even like a mag light. It's it's more than a mag light. It's very focused. It's like a lightsaber.
It's like bringing the ships home through the harbor.
Truly. And so while you two are out there, I'm in the back into the woods with everyone else. And I'm sitting there and Squatch Man, he's asking for them to come through. And I'm just not going to know.
He is amazing. I can't wait to go back and hang out with Squatch Man again. He is phenomenal. Love him.
When he does that, all of a sudden, I'm touched.
Yeah.
I get touched on top of my head, and I thought to myself, what on earth? I don't remember there being like a branch there. Once again, being 6'1", I'm the tallest. Well, no, I'm not the tallest, but I'm the tallest person in that little, like, in the last part of the group. Because Squatchman, he's like 6'3", 6'4". I think Brad might be a little bit taller than I am, or we're just about the same. He wasn't by me. I look around. And it's just, you know, it's just the path of where we are. There's no branches over me. I was touched.
Yeah.
And so I said to Squatchman, I said, I was touched. And he just looks at me and he gives me this look of like, how lucky. You know, he was really just like, oh, my God. And he's like, "You." That means they like you. And that just was like suddenly for me personally, that was life changing right then and there. We're going to take our last break. When we come back, we're going to finish our conversation about our trip. We're going to also catch up with what Char is doing. You're listening to Ghost Box Radio on AM 950.
Reach your highest level of consciousness and well-being with MetamorphosisConnections.com. MetamorphosisConnections.com is an online directory of the best holistic and metaphysical practitioners to help you make your most informed choices. You can search MetamorphosisConnections.com for classes, events, wellness and life coaches, plus metaphysical products and shops. You can also search for a wide array of healers from all modalities, including EFT, sound healing, energy healing, light therapy, ancestral healing, shamanic healing, reflexology, past life regressions, hypnotherapy, yoga, and more. And if you're not sure where to start, the search feature on MetamorphosisConnections.com is tailored to help both those who know what they are looking for and those who are just starting. Come explore the possibilities for your higher self by visiting MetamorphosisConnections.com. Their experienced practitioners can guide both beginners and those that are already on their spiritual journey. That's MetamorphosisConnection.com, your link to direct you on your spiritual transformation.
And welcome back to Ghost Box Radio on AM 950. My name is Greg Bakken. We're in the final segment of the show. We are going to be finishing up talking about the trip, but there's so much more to talk about there. I'll get to that in a second. But Char, while we have you here, what's going on with Charvinity, Metamorphosis Connection? What can we look forward to?
Oh my gosh. Okay. Well, Charvinity is... As you know, I have an office now in Anoka, so I am open for healings and readings
really
and classes.
Cool.
I know. It's an awesome place, so in-person stuff is on. And every once in a while, I do specials, which I just did over Memorial Weekend, which was great. I've started a new referral program, so if you refer somebody to me for a service, once you refer...
Words.
five people to me, you get a free session,
That's
free 30
cool.
minute session. Yeah. So spread the word. Help me do more. Classes are going to probably try to resume closer to the end of the summer just because everybody's all out and about and doing stuff. But you can look for Reiki classes and a bunch of other stuff coming up. We usually do on the first Friday of every month, me and Sandy do a gallery reading. I'm not sure about July, just because July 4th is in there, how we're going to manage that. We haven't discussed it, if we're doing that week or not, but usually the first month, look on sharevinity.com and the events for that. You'll always find that there. Any of my other classes will always be there as well, or on Facebook. And let's see what else is happening. Oh, Metamorphosis Connections. We are growing. We are expanding.
Super
we are doing
cool.
amazing things.
Yep.
We have just put out this week our very first virtual publication. So it's a 19-page, like, virtual magazine, so to speak. And it's featuring our thought leaders, all of our forefront people that are in the holistic and metaphysical world. Wow. And it's a page about each one of them, a little bit about them, their links to go to their websites to learn more about them. And we'll be putting those out pretty periodically with different topics, different themes, different things like that. It's all virtual, so we're going to save some trees. We're not going to cut down a bunch of trees to put those out there.
Nope.
So we're going to be conscious about that. We do Thursday nights at 7 p.m. We do a Facebook Live, both on the Metamorphosis Connections, Sharevinity, and on our LinkedIn page and YouTube page.
That's cool.
About a thought leader. It comes in and talks about their specialty, talk about, you know, what they do, how they can help and answer questions. It's an interactive thing, so we do that as well. So lots of amazing, wonderful things happening.
It does. It sounds like me. I've looked at the digital magazine. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, I'm pretty proud of it.
Yeah, nice job. I mean, it's just, and it's really a nice way to see all the thought leaders. And I think the unsung hero, though, is check out those Thursday Live Facebook, because there is a lot to learn in those.
It is a lot. And it's a highlight for each person to kind of talk about what they do. And there's things that, you know, some of these specialties, you know, I hear about them, but I really don't know a lot about it. But then I listen to what they're talking about, like, wow, this is really fascinating. This is great. How can you learn more? A lot of them offer, you know, free online classes or seminars or consultations, things like that. There's so many things that you can find on the Metamorphosis Connections. I love it. And I pride myself on being available to every member for one-on-ones whenever you need them. I make it very personal. I want to make sure that what I'm putting out, you agree with and you like. It has your brand on it as well. So I work with you one-on-one, just about everybody on there that wants to do something.
That is fantastic. Yeah, so metamorphosisconnections.com.
Yes.
Go check that out. Go through the directory. Or if you would like to be, is representative even the right term for it, or at least listed, added?
Yes, if you'd like to be a member, you know, reach out to me, or there you can go to the website and you can sign up right there. But I will get in touch with you if you do it that way, and ask if there's anything I can do to help. I can do a one-on-one with you and set up your whole profile, give you tips. There's little things that you can add in there to make you more visible. I would love to help anybody get set up. That's my jam. You know that I love to help people.
Yep.
And so I'm here to help everybody that is on there and that would like to be on there as well.
So it's not necessarily, I mean, you don't necessarily even have to know exactly how you want to be a part of it. You can go there with general ideas of what you like to see, and then you work with them to kind of figure out what's the best plan for them.
Absolutely. And you know what? And if you're not on the Metamorphosis Connection, it's not something that you want to do at the moment, you can always purchase your own personal newsletter that we will promote for you. So even if you don't want to do it, want to do an occasional something, I have a few people that just occasionally want to put something out, I can help you with that too.
And then also switching gears a little bit, going to sharevinity.com, I have to say it's been reformatted, updated, a refresh, I think is what we call it.
I'm getting techie.
And it looks great.
Thank you.
Well done on that. And
yes.
You know the programmer pretty well on that.
The programmer, that's me.
Exactly.
You know? No, I reformatted it because on my services page, there was not a spot to either pay and schedule at the same time. Mm-hmm. So now you can actually go on there, pay and schedule with one button.
That's fantastic. So please check out both. Charvinity.com.
Yes.
And MetamorphosisConnections.com.
Yes.
And, you know, and reach out to Char with any questions on any of that. And like we said, the Dave Schrader event is on, yes. You get through that page. We're going to be doing our paranormal classes.
Yeah.
At some point, we haven't figured it out yet.
Yeah.
The last one for me was a little bit of a slug, not because of the students, but because I was sick through most of it.
Yeah, you were there for one class.
Yeah, two.
Two. Well, the last one, yes.
Three, actually.
Three.
So there we go. But
it's
still,
all a blur.
But boy, it was hard. Yeah. I was really not well through some of that.
Oh, I forgot.
Yes.
I added a new service on there.
What's that?
On charvinder.com, mentorship.
Oh, that is nice.
You want to be mentored on intuitive gifts, empath, whatever it is that you need help with, you can do one-on-one mentoring with me. And there's a place to schedule that, too.
Very cool. So definitely, please check it out. Please check out if you have questions. That's the main thing. If you have questions,
yeah.
Reach out to Char because it's going to be great, and everything is looking really cool.
Thank you.
Thank you. It looks really nice. Ernie says in chat, he said this program needed to be a 3-hour show, but just so you know, Ernie, I think sometime in July, let's get everyone together and we'll take as much time as we want.
I think that would be fun.
Yep. And get into it. We just wanted to talk about, we haven't even gotten to, say, like the places that we didn't go to with
right.
Ernie and Denise. Like we met up with our friend Danae and we went to Octagon Hall.
Yes.
We were also at Ashmore Estates.
Yes.
I mean, and those were, I mean, this was a whirlwind trip.
Well, and we may need 3 hours if Ernie's going to try to tell a story.
Oh, gosh. Yeah. I mean, 3 hours and... And then still someone will have to explain what he said. But, you know, either way.
We're going
to
go down 8 different roads with one story.
Exactly. But it'll get there in time.
But we love you, Ernie.
And honestly,
and Denise.
Thank you both for giving us a place to stay at such a beautiful place and taking care of us. And we haven't even talked about the donuts.
Oh, my God.
Which...
I need more.
Which is amazing. So good. They are very good. And, I mean, there's a lot to cover during that. So we're going to get to that. Next week, we'll have more fantastic paranormal discussions. And Char, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
We'll have you on again. We'll talk more about this trip and other things. This has been Ghostbox Radio on AM 950. We'll be back next week. Thanks for joining us. Have a great week, everybody. Take care.